This morning is from the Gospel of John. And so if we can stand and say this verse together. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. How precious. You may be seated. What a precious, precious verse. Jesus said he is the bread of life. How many of you believe that he is the bread of life?
Yes.
Huh? He is. And if we come to him, we aren't to hunger. And I would say that spiritually. And he that believeth on him, if we really in our hearts believe on him, will never thirst, because he is indeed the fountain of living waters. This is a perfect verse, I felt this morning, to lead us into communion. So we're going to have communion now. 1 Corinthians 11:23 and 24. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I want to stop right there for a moment. I just love my Heavenly Father because he provided that Jesus died for your sins and for my sins.
Amen.
But he didn't just leave it as a one-time happening, because then we would read about it, but we wouldn't have a continual remembrance of it. And he provided that we partake, that the body of Christ partake of Holy Communion. And in some churches, this is done every week. In some churches, it's done every month. But during that time, that few moments, we have a time to again reflect on what Jesus did for us. So I kind of, you know, we like our birthdays, we like Christmas, we like holidays, etc. But there's something really special. Holy Communion is a holiday.
You bet.
It is a holiday. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. And that's the key. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. God made it possible for us that we should not be condemned with the world.
Amen.
So during this few moments of reflection as the elements are being passed around, please take time to examine yourself. If there's anyone in the room whom you need to go to and ask their forgiveness, please feel free to do so. And get right with Jesus. It's so easy. It just takes confession. How simple. And his forgiveness is abundant, and it flows freely.
Amen.
So we'll take a few moments. I'm going to read a prayer that's been read through the ages. Join me in this prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. That's the key. As we receive this communion, as we receive the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus, he will dwell in us, and we in him. Let's partake of the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. And partake of the cup together. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that washes our sins away.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain, and enduring the suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love,
yes,
that we, as members of Door of Grace, might further your kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's celebrate with worship. Is he wonderful?
Yes, he is.
Amen. I think so too.